This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we can be sure of one thing today as we begin our broadcast. There is no longer such a thing as a glyphosate deficiency disease, because everybody's got plenty of it, especially in America, right? America. This is where, that's a new term, by the way. That was in the dictionary, I think. They added America. And I think it has to be said.
Oxford,
yeah, the Oxford Dictionary.
Yes.
And it has to be said like America. Who said it like that? Was that GWB?
You know, I have to look to see where that originated from. I've always thought that it's just a mocking term that is applied to like middle America.
To say America?
America.
You know, America. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Bushes, did you hear that George Bush the Elder is going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
I saw that headline. You
isn't that great? Say it what it is. Hillary's a neocon. Get over it, you lefties. If you want a Democrat in the White House, you have a neocon warmonger running for you. Hillary Clinton. Go for it, y'all.
Yeah. All right. See, and I would take the stance of it's America. So, you know, people can vote whoever they want to, right?
What kind of fascist are you?
People are shocked. People seem to be, just amazed by the idea that he could do that, because of course he's supposed to vote for Trump, right?
No, he's supposed to vote for a Republican, right? Loyal Republicans vote for loyal. Mm. Listen, it's all a scam and a charade. It's about who's a globalist. George W. Bush, the Bush family, crime syndicate, full-on globalists. All right, I didn't mean to start political. That wasn't my focal point. It was just the glyphosate has me a little bit ticked off. Glyphosate on the dance floor at this point. I previewed the show. Those of you who follow me on Twitter and Periscope at RS Bell Media. We're so chock full. We've got Dr. Larry Pilevsky coming up. We're going to talk vaccines this hour. We got Travis Middleton next hour, and he is a non-lawyer taking on SB 277 in a guerrilla tactic sort of way through the courts, including RICO. And we're going to get to that. RICO Suave. How does he do it? What is his plan? What does it mean? Can you participate? Do you want to? Do you want to support the efforts? Death by 1,000 paper cuts, or could this be the bullet that puts him away? I say that proverbially, not literally, with the courts going after Richard Pan and others who are responsible for this violation of the Constitution on a federal level as well as a state level. We'll get into that with Travis. If you'd like to be part of the show, call now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. So we have a few stories here. First one, I'm going to go right to, this is the one. Oh, yeah, the honey one. This is off of naturalsociety.com, this particular story. We have the FDA finding glyphosate herbicide in U.S. honey. And are you a fan of honey? Do you put honey in your coffee, or what do you do or do you do it black? I don't remember, Super.
No, I don't do it black, but I don't definitely don't put honey in my coffee. Yuck.
Well, not when you're doing a coffee enema style. Of course you don't put honey in it then, but I mean when you're drinking
it. Enema's out of it. Come on now.
All right.
No, I like honey. I do.
Okay.
Honey on all kinds of things, and especially real honey, which a lot of people, you know, unless they're educated in that particular topic, don't realize that's stuff that you see on the shelf that comes in like the 99-cent bottle that's clear that you can see through.
It's high fructose corn syrup from China, folks. Don't do it. But the thing is, even the raw local honey now, they're finding it's contaminated with glyphosate to varying degrees. It's just everywhere. And of course, the EPA protecting the polluters. Here's the example where Ron Paul was right. If you had property rights in America, if the government acknowledged property rights, and all rights stem from property, you would be able to tar and feather Monsanto, and they would never be able to pollute on your property again. Everybody would be going after them. They'd be out of business. But, of course, global multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state have bought your government, have bought and captured the regulators to the point where EPA finally is forced to identify that there's a contamination in almost everything, and it's known as glyphosate, Monsanto's Roundup. And this glyphosate competes with glycine receptors, if you will. Glycine, a very essential amino acid for many functions in the body. And a lot of the glyphosate they're finding in the bones, in the connective tissue. And it alters the conformation, if you will, of proteins. So your proteins are altered. What is that going to do? What have I said about autoimmune diseases over the years? You corrupt the integrity of self, and it becomes non-self according to your immune system. And guess what? Your immune system is going to begin to attack your cells because they're loaded with glyphosate. Thank you, Monsanto. Now, it's not enough that they've screwed the honey pooch, but now it's in vaccines as well. Not that we're a fan of vaccines here. You know my position on this, and I've been outspoken on it for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It, clearly, vaccines violate fundamental principles of immunity and humanity and inject toxic poisons and medicaments. If you put into a baby's bottle, you could be arrested potentially. Of course, as Nico LaHood said, well, they have to go to intent. Screw intent here. Ignorance is no excuse of the law. You violate that, you intoxicate children. Now they're finding, in addition to all the other toxic poisons in vaccines, there's glyphosate in there as well. What's the safety of glyphosate injected? Huh? EPA? Huh? FDA? Is that listed on the ingredient label? I doubt it. It's already acknowledged by the World Health Organization that glyphosate is a possible carcinogen, even though the U.S. FDA is trying to counter that with its own spin, purchase spin by Monsanto and the University of Florida and those that have been bought at the university level. But we have acknowledged here, and Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT has been really at the forefront of looking at this and saying, my gosh, this glyphosate's competing with glycine, pushing out an essential amino acid. Not only the argument that I make that anything synthetic that has never before been in existence anywhere in creation, suddenly you throw it into the environment and you expect that humans and animals can metabolize it? With what enzyme? What enzyme have you got in your system that would identify something called glyphosate and break it down and make it transportable so it can be excreted safely by the liver and kidneys without damaging them? I'm asking. I know there's no answer out there because there isn't. But Monsanto continues to poison the world and our government, our regulators, our EPA, our FDA. You leftist lovers of big government, you don't get it, do you? Not that I'm a big fan of the so-called pseudo-conservatives that believe in big government if it suits their needs. But the idea of regulating this out by a strong centralized bureaucracy, not happening. Property rights, on the other hand, that's the thing. And we'll get to that with SB 277 as well. Who owns you? Right? Property rights. Recognize that if you don't own yourself, you have no rights. And that's the way the government looks at you. And that's certainly the way the doctors are treating you if they believe they need to mandate these injections like Richard Pan and other pediatricians. Some of the most dangerous people on the planet are pediatric physicians of the MDT variety. Company coming accepted, of course. We've got Dr. Larry Pilevsky joining us shortly, and we'll talk about vaccines. He knows as much as anybody I've talked to about it. I talked with him last week. Very excited to have him on in a moment. So glyphosate, is it going to be in Jell-O too? I don't know. I don't eat Jell-O, but probably there too.
It could be in Jell-O.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean
cows are eating it. Cows are eating the green stuff, right? That's being sprayed or oversprayed, the drift that's happening. You've got five particular vaccines that have measurable quantities of glyphosate thus far that they know about. DTaP, That's the acellular pertussis, diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis. The flu vaccine, the hepatitis vaccine, the pneumococcal vaccine, and the MMR2 vaccine have already been identified as carriers of glyphosate. Again, bad enough to ingest it. WHO says, hey, could be a carcinogen. How about injecting it? Folks, has it been approved for injection, glyphosate, into little innocent babies, much less adults or those in nursing homes? We're living in a messed up culture that worships at the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And they get to say whatever they want about vaccines. And if you question them, you're the one that's wild-eyed and conspiratorial. The C word is not a bad word. In fact, it indicates your willingness to have independence of thought, to assess and reassess and question, especially those in authority. Two fantastic articles came out today by John Rappaport, and they're up in the show notes, and before the show notes actually went up, that Captain Morgan put up. We've got one, Civilization and Logic, More Than a Fortunate Accident. This is such a profound and important article talking about the basis for logic, and its loss has been devastating to us as a nation. The whole basis for the Declaration of Independence rooted in logic. Read what Thomas Jefferson studied. Read what James Madison knew. And pray that your kids are getting some of that logic too, because they're not getting it in government indoctrination centers. And another article by John Rappaport earlier today, How to Stage a Bioterror Attack. NALID or Zika? Remember, I've said this for many years, that the virus is always a cover story for a chemical assault, for a toxic pollution assault, whether it be airborne, foodborne, or injected, in the case of vaccines. And then the rising up of disease or birth defects or like microcephaly. They'll blame on a virus. There's no evidence that it is. In fact, the correlation is so weak as to be evidence of a non-causation, the so-called Zika relation to microcephaly. Yet with that non-causation evidence, no evidence of it, they're spraying NALID down there in Miami right now. Oh, yeah, there are protests. But you're breathing it in, and your kids are. And guess what? 9 months from now, if you're breathing that in and you're pregnant, you could look to see a rise in birth defects, including microcephaly. They'll say, see, we didn't spray enough. Zika got to you. When in fact, it's the very remedy that government is promoting, that Big Pharma is promoting, that Monsanto is promoting, that's killing us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Really excited this week. We've got a lot of new folks to introduce you to. Some awesome, awesome people that love liberty and freedom and the truth, bringing out the facts with you. And this hour, we've got for the first time, I don't know what took us so long, Dr. Larry Pilevsky. And I first learned about, well, I've heard Dr. Pilevsky's name for many years, but we never connected for whatever reason. And then Ty Bollinger, my good buddy TMB, says, hey, I just interviewed Larry for this thing. This is Dr. Pilevsky on the vaccines, truth about vaccines. This guy knows so much. He's like, to me, he knows, of course, Nick Gonzalez. He said he's like the Nick Gonzalez for vaccines. I just asked him a question. I could have stayed for 24 hours. He would have never stopped talking. There was so much that he knew. And I said, all right, Ty, we got him. He's on. He's in. We got him, and he's with us right now, Dr. Larry Pilevsky.
Hey, how you doing, Robert?
All right, doing well. First and foremost, why isn't your name like Dr. Paul or Dr. Pale? Because my ancestors came through the Statue of Liberty, and they got cut off, and my last name became Bell. It was Belitsky. So how did you maintain Pilevsky?
I don't even know if it really was Pilevsky. It may have been even longer. So okay. All I can say is that's what we got, that's what we kept.
All right, Pilevsky-Okovich or something. All right, well, they shortened it but didn't shorten it as much as they did mine.
Correct.
All right, well, glad you're here with us. Now, you're back, well, you're a pediatrician. And
yes.
When we talked off the air, the things you were saying, I'm like, do you say this stuff out into the real world? Because they don't let pediatricians say the things you say.
Well, you know, I went to medical school from 1983 to 1987 at NYU, and at that time, the process of the scientific method was drummed down our throats. And basically, the scientific method taught, what they taught us with the scientific method was ask a hypothetical question, go through your process of the experimentation, and when you get to your results, you must remain unbiased about your results, even if the results are contrary to what you thought the conclusion of the study was going to be, so that you can actually go through an honest scientific method. And so that's what medical school, that was part of the medical school curriculum. Ask questions. Be able to look at the science and say, is this reproducible? Is this something that is valid? And so I just kept doing that. And, you know, it wasn't until 15 years after I started medical school that a parent said to me, Dr. Larry, did you know that there's mercury in vaccines? And I said, no, really. And she said, yes, it's in there. And instead of saying, well, that's nothing, or it doesn't matter, or it has no, you know, effect on the body, I just said, well, what else is in there? And as soon as I started asking the question, I started to see materials that were in vaccines that had never been studied for injection into humans mm-hmm. in the proper scientific method.
Much like the glyphosate now that they're finding contaminating certain vaccines I mentioned just earlier.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you have the vaccine industry using animal products to grow the vaccine on, and you know that those animals are surrounded by the environmental toxins, and that the toxins get into the cellular matrix of the animals and gets into the bones of the animals, then you're going to potentially incorporate something like glyphosate into the vaccine material, especially because of where glyphosate incorporates itself into the cellular function. And it does displace some of the important amino acids that are helpful for glutathione production, for example. So those cells from these animals are going to contain the glyphosate, and that's going to get into the vaccine material and be injected into the body and have its effects if those cellular contaminants remain in the vaccines. And in 2005, the FDA had put out a PowerPoint presentation about DNA contaminants in vaccines, and they acknowledge that there are foreign DNA contaminants, and they acknowledge that they don't know what the ramifications are of these DNA contaminants in the vaccines once they're injected into the body. And they didn't even know if these DNA contaminants would incite an initiating event, is what they mm-hmm. called it. Meaning, if it would spur on some kind of cellular change
sure.
that might alter your own DNA and your own chromosomes.
Right. Folks, so we're talking with Dr. Larry Pilevsky. We've got to take a break here. Pediatrician willing to speak about things that are unspeakable, according to what you hear from some doctors. And, of course, those of you say, well, you ingest foreign DNA when you eat an animal. Well, it's one thing to bring it in through the digestive system where you have enzymes to break it down appropriately. But as I mentioned, where are your enzymes to break down glyphosate?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. Rock in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you want to learn more about Dr. Larry Pilevsky, we've got him linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. It's drpilevsky.com, drpilevsky.com. And just as Ty Bollinger warned me, you won't stop with this guy, because on the break, we're just chatting it away, and I know there's nowhere we can't go with you. We were just talking about some of the vaccine issues, the glyphosate contamination, also the problems with the plain concept of injecting foreign, whether they be antigens, whether it be foreign RNA, DNA, whether it be toxic metals like mercury or aluminum. I mean, that concept from the word go should cause people to pause and say, maybe that's not the best idea.
Well, see, the problem is that when we give vaccines, we assume that the viruses and bacteria that to which we vaccinate children and adults with, that the people have not been exposed to these viruses and bacteria yet. And so that's a false assumption, and it's a miscalculation, because in many cases you can have these microorganisms already dormant in your body, and you can already have recognized them and lived symbiotically with them. But there are also many, many more proteins that are in vaccines, and the mere injection of material into the body will cause the immune system to see those materials as foreign. And by making those materials foreign, the immune system mounts an immune response to reject them. If there's any molecule in our body that we know is self, that is similar or the same to the material that's injected that we are now rejecting, we will create autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is one of the leading disease states that we're seeing in our culture on the rise. And so there are even viruses that are known to have similar molecules to some of the parts of our own body that make us up. So if you inject, say, a human papilloma 16 virus into the body, it will be rejected by the immune system. But there are parts of that virus that also are similar to parts of our own body, and we will then reject ourselves. And so no study has ever been done looking at the injection of materials and to seeing whether the injection of the materials creates an autoimmune response against our own bodies. We just automatically assume that an antibody just against the virus or bacteria is being produced, and that's enough. And then we walk away.
But guess what? Dr. Samuel Hahnemann talked about the law of similars, that, you know, we could utilize that concept, like cures like, but also that there's an expansion of that if something's close enough, there's some resonant frequency, or even if we get into molecular discussion, something similar enough that our body will attempt to, you know, interface with it in a way that they stimulate to act against it. And as you said, autoimmunity. The immune system starts attacking itself.
That's the term molecular mimicry,
mm-hmm.
where the immune system sees a molecule that it was injected with, rejects it, then sees a molecule that's ourselves and is taught by the injection to then reject ourselves. That's molecular mimicry. And we're doing that with vaccination, whether we like it or not.
And we talked on the break briefly about, was it in Kenya, where there was human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, in a certain groups of vaccines that created antibodies to a normally occurring stimulating hormone.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were bishops who spoke out in Kenya about their concern that there was a contamination in the DTP vaccines with human chorionic gonadotropin, which would essentially reduce reproduction in the population, because they were seeing sterility, they were seeing infertility, and they were seeing reductions in reproduction rates. And there were some of these vaccines that were supposedly assayed and found to have the quote-unquote contamination of the human chorionic gonadotropin.
Well, and there is evidence in at least being presented by parents of particularly girls who are being injected with Gardasil and Cervarix, that there's some evidence of sterility occurring. So is there some kind of similar impact here with the HPV? You mentioned the HPV 16 being similar to human cells. I don't know what specifically it might be attacking, but this is a real concern as well.
Well, the interesting thing about HPV is that there's a higher amount of nanoparticle aluminum in the Gardasil vaccine than there are in all the other vaccines. And there's seems to be a higher amount of polysorbate 80 in the Gardasil vaccine. The aluminum that's in the vaccines is not the same as the aluminum we ingest or inhale. It's a nanoparticle, and as a nanoparticle, it can easily penetrate through cell membranes. Not only can it penetrate through cell membranes, but it can especially go through mitochondria. and into mitochondria. And the blood-brain barrier is another set of cell membranes through which the nanoparticles, aluminum, can go. The nanoparticles are attached to the viral antigens. So you can essentially bring all of whatever viruses, whatever bacteria or contaminants are bound to the nanoparticle aluminum will be brought in through the cell membranes in whatever part of the body that the nanoparticle reaches. The brain, through the blood-brain barrier, the ovaries, through the cell membranes of the ovaries. Now, the interesting thing is that polysorbate is an emulsifier that coats right onto the nanoparticle. And the interesting thing about this model here, Robert, is that the pharmaceutical industry knows that the blood-brain barrier is a Fort Knox, and they can't get drugs into the brain very easily. So what they did was they took a drug, they bound it to a nanoparticle, and they were able to get the drug across the blood-brain barrier. When they took an emulsifier like polysorbate 80 and bound it to the nanoparticle, they enhanced drug delivery that was bound to the nanoparticle into the blood-brain barrier and through into the brain 20-fold. This is the same model that we see in vaccinations. We see a bacterial viral antigen or other contaminants that bind themselves to the nanoparticle aluminum that can enhance through the blood-brain barrier or through cell membranes and destroy cells. But then the vaccines have the polysorbate 80, which is the same model of drug delivery that the pharmaceutical industry uses that we have in vaccines. So this is a very, very simple model as to how you can get all these brain-damaged reports from kids who are getting the Gardasil vaccine and any other organ system failure because the polysorbate 80 is going in through the cell membranes, through the blood-brain barrier, the same way the ghost can go through a wall. And none of this has ever been tested for safety in humans for injection. On a side note, polysorbate 80 has been found to cause infertility in mice when the mice are exposed. So I don't know if there's a coupling effect of the injection and the absorption into the cells of the damaging nanoparticle with the virus, and then the added effect of the polysorbate 80 completely leading to infertility and sterility.
So you're a pediatrician. Dr. Richard Pan is a pediatrician out there in the Senate in California. What is it that he doesn't know here or doesn't care to know?
Well, I've never spoken to Dr. Pan, so I don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know. But I don't know that most pediatricians know what polysorbate 80 is. I don't know that they know that the aluminum in vaccines is in a nanoparticle form, which makes it much more dangerous to cell membranes and mitochondria and getting into the brain. I don't know that pediatricians know that aluminum is bound to the viral antigens, and this cocktail of the viruses and bacteria bound to the nanoparticle aluminum, then bound to the polysorbate 80, is a deathly fatal cocktail to any cell in which this material gets in.
Well, clearly, all the more reason to mandate vaccines for all children and adults.
Yeah, I detect a little sarcasm there, Robert.
I don't hold a lot of love for those pediatricians. Like I said, I don't tend to be a hater in a sense, but when I see a person that has a high medical, and I now call them degrees because they're not using the sense God gave them, not willing to read, and things like, you know, Richard Pan and others like that, they come out with these ideas that we're too dumb to know, and yet they're not doing the investigation that now parents have had to do because of injuries to their children, and they end up running circles around these doctors with what they've been able to investigate and uncover. So what's the excuse of these doctors not knowing what you know?
Okay, so I'm probably going to say something that's going to sound odd to you and your audience, but I'm going to come to the defense of these pediatricians just a little bit, because I was one of them. There's no reason for us in our medical education, based on the way the education is offered, for us to think that there's more to the dangers of vaccines than what we are told. And we're not taught that there's anything to question about vaccines. We are taught that safety is there. I happen to have been one of the pediatricians that went past the title of the article. Most physicians believe in the ideology of vaccines. It is a sacred cow. And for you to question the safety of vaccines, you're questioning the entire bedrock of the system. Now,
but since when did vaccines make or break medicine? I mean, you know, if you don't buy into it, because you're talking about terms like belief, and that's religious phraseology, not scientific. And I know you said at the beginning when you talked about your awakening, it was logic. It was the scientific method. It's not that doctors don't know the scientific method, is it?
Well, they do, but again, it takes a very special person to be able to break from the dogma and the ideology. So when a parent comes to me and says, my pediatrician said, ah, come on, there's more aluminum in the environment that a child is exposed to in his lifetime than would be injected into a single vaccine. That pediatrician believes that, not because that pediatrician read it, but because that pediatrician was told that's the truth. But the pediatrician never went into the vaccine package insert to look at the amount of aluminum that's in there or the type of aluminum that's in there or whether if the aluminum is different than the actual aluminum that we breathe in or ingest.
Right. Because but that makes him a robot at that point. He's just doing what he's told, not going beyond.
Again, I have to say that I believe that these pediatricians believe that they're doing the right thing.
Hold on. We got to take a break. We're up on a break here. I'm enjoying our discussion. Dr. Larry Pilevsky is with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back in just a moment.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dude, this is where we need to sell a backstage pass to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If people knew the stuff we were talking about off the air with Dr. Larry Pilevsky. I mean, I'm just enjoying it thoroughly. Doc, it's really great to finally get you on the show here. You know, we were talking about the pediatricians, the doctors, the belief systems that are out there. And I think one of the fundamental belief systems is the fear of germs. And that has been ingrained almost into our DNA for, you know, a couple hundred years now. I've been speaking out against it since I learned about Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard, and as a homeopath, the law of the terrain. And we know a lot of doctors, whether they be allopathic, homeopathic, really, if we don't understand that as a paradigm, we're almost nowhere. We're speaking apples and oranges. We can't get together and talk about these things.
Sure. I mean, the entire conventional medical system rests on the use of pharmaceutical and vaccine products. And that is all based on the enemy that we believe are bacteria, viruses, parasites, etc., all the germs. And, you know, the actual human microbiome project is slowly chipping away at the foundational belief system that holds conventional medicine within its power. And that is that the human body contains over 100 trillion microorganisms, and when a human is in utero, that human is exposed to minimal to none in the way of microorganisms, mostly what the mother has in her mouth flora or her intestinal flora. So when a baby is in utero, almost sterile, and we used to think it was completely sterile, but now we know there are microorganisms in the amniotic fluid. And then the baby has to become a human subject that contains over 100 trillion microorganisms. That can only happen through living. So life in and of itself brings you exposure. And so How could you be exposed to over 100 trillion bacteria, viruses, and parasites just by breathing, eating, and touching?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Somehow avoid the 21 bacteria that we vaccinate against or the 21 viruses that we vaccinate against.
Yeah,
somehow
Dr. Pawlewski,
42 microorganisms must be in the environment in the midst of the 100 trillion plus.
You're making far too much sense. That's why we like you here. And someone's calling from California. We had Sherry on the line from California hearing you and actually saying, you're making a lot of sense. Sherry, have you ever heard a doctor talk like this? Go ahead, Sherry. Or not. Well, we'll take it as a verbal, nonverbal confirmation because the message came through that they're loving what you're saying, as I am. Let me try again. Sherry, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead. Yes, quickly, you have a message or a question for Dr. Pawlewski.
Yes, Dr. Pawlewski, I'm a military that's been vaccine injured from the flu vaccine back in 1991 when I was active duty. And at that time, my daughter was going through the wild chickenpox virus at 4 months old. And so I came down with a very high, severe fever and ended up in the ER, the military, where it got documented that that I was told that I was a strep carrier and stuff. So it's like from that point on, I stayed clear from the flu vaccine because I was always raised to believe that the only reason you need to go to the doctor is when you're sick. And I was raised in a climate that was considered environmentally the safest climate that anywhere in the world.
Mm.
Here in California, in Napomo, California at that time.
Sure.
So
it's changed a lot since then.
Basic training, I came down with all these sinus infections and like walking pneumonia and stuff, and that I associated that I never would have associated to the vaccines I received when I enlisted.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
Sherry, yeah, I mean, thank you for sharing your story. I can't tell you the thousands and maybe even millions of people who share a similar story to yours. People will say that they got the flu shot and then got the flu. And one of the things that I just want to offer to the audience is that the reason the body gets an illness like the flu is not necessarily because a virus was caught, but because the body reached a maximum state of tolerance for toxicity and had to release it.
Dr. Pawlewski, you're making me smile so big my face is going to hurt.
Don't crack on.
You're speaking our language here, and I can't wait to have you on again. I hope you don't mind.
I'd be happy to come back. Thank you, Robert.
Enjoyed it thoroughly. Dr. Pawlewski, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are now a family member. And thank you, Sherry, for calling in. We got a cannabis update and Travis Middleton talking hashtag SB277 next hour for our California listeners because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Boom.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall?
Exactly.
There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives.
You know what? I got
to be one of them.
It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids,
and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure,
now,
balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract.
To
order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pawlewski of the Pawlewski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game.
No problem.
Give the body what
listen,
needs
I
to be satisfied.
I want to talk to you about that
again,
on the air off the air, too.
Again, 877-878-4203.
So, I appreciate
That's 877-878-4203.
You. Very much.